I am really pleased to join with Senator Clinton today in applauding the FDA after 3 long years of indecision and not following their own scientific recommendations in finally lifting their hold on women's access to emergency contraceptives. So I will join with Senator Clinton in lifting our hold on the nomination of acting FDA Administrator Von Eschenbach. This is a really positive step forward. For 3 years, I have been very concerned that FDA is not keeping its credibility for an agency that consumers count on to make decisions on drugs they purchase on whether they're safe and effective. This has not been good for consumers. It has not been good for manufacturers who rely on the FDA to follow the process based on science. This decision today is partway there. I am still concerned about the scientific evidence for the age restriction, and I do hope that FDA will revisit that issue. But today is a positive step forward, both for the FDA and for women's access to safe reproductive health care. So I join with Senator Clinton in applauding the FDA's decision today to move forward.
Well, I think you can see from Senator Murray and myself that we are very pleased about this decision. It is an important step forward, and it is about something more than just Plan B. As I said to Dr. Von Eschenbach at the Health Committee hearing last month, the non-decision coming out of the FDA was about the integrity of the agency as a whole. Because once we allow the FDA to be politicized, we are down a very slippery slope. Today's announcement is a critical step in restoring the faith of the American people in the FDA by demonstrating that this agency will return to its original mission of putting science before ideology. You know, not only do Americans, but really people around the world look to the FDA for the good housekeeping seal of approval. And they need to be able to trust that the agency is not being politicized and acting on ideology instead of evidence. So I'm very pleased at the progress we're seeing made today. I do hope the FDA will call for further research on the age restrictions that it is imposing today, that we will continue to do whatever we can to make sure that emergency contraception is available to help women and to prevent unintended pregnancies. So today is a positive day for the FDA, and Senator Murray and I have agreed to lift our hold on the nomination of Dr. Von Eschenbach, and we hope he will provide the strong scientific leadership that the FDA needs and deserves and that America needs and deserves.